Here from the Gaza coast due to weather, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged America's unwavering support for Ukraine and announced more than $1.5 billion in aid for the country's energy sector on Saturday.
The United States is committed to helping Ukraine rebuild. To that end, today, I am pleased to announce that the United States will provide more than $1.5 billion to address Ukraine's humanitarian and energy needs and to help relieve the suffering of the people of Ukraine.
Harris made the announcement at the Ukraine Peace Summit in Lucerne, Switzerland, where she met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The $1.5 billion includes $500 million in new funding for energy assistance and the redirecting of $324 million in previously announced funds toward emergency energy infrastructure repair and other needs in Ukraine, the vice president's office said. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II.